congratulations. Welcome back. How did you weigh the this deal against trying out free agency for the first time in your career?
For me, it's just a situation of you don't just think about yourself. For me, I have family that I had to think about. And for me, I have to put them in a situation where they're comfortable as well. I mean, for me, I had a great time in San Francisco last year. I think we were welcomed with open arms by everybody, coaches, fans, players, media as well. So my family had a great time. They love the area. They fit right in. So I think a large part of my decision had to do a lot with my family, had to do a lot with my fit in San Francisco. Being in San Francisco, I think, is a great fit for me. And for me, at this point in my career, I just want to be able to compete for championships. And I think, being in San Fran, I have the best opportunity to do that.
Anquan, was it up to you as far as whether it was a 2 or a 3 year deal?
It was something that was negotiated, and that's what we ended up coming out with.
How many years do you think you have left? I mean, have you thought about the duration of your career at this point, or are you just kind of taking it as it goes?
I'm just taking it as it goes. Physically, I feel fine. I feel as if I can play 5 more years, so I mean, that's not a problem for me. I feel great, but we'll just see how it goes.
Hey, Anquan, what kind of role did Jim Harbaugh have in you coming back?
He had a big role in me coming back. He's a guy that I had a real good relationship with. Me and him was able to talk about anything. And I just like his demeanor, the way he approaches the game. He's a guy that wants to win. I'm the exact same way. So I think we mesh pretty good. Like I said, he was just good to me the entire year. I think the entire organization was. Like I said, I was accepted right away. I think they used me in the right way. Me and Coach Harbaugh have a pretty good relationship.
Anquan, have you been working out in Florida with Colin Kaepernick, or what other plans do you have this offseason?
During the offseason, I really do a lot with my foundation. Like you said, I've been down here working out, but at this point, we're getting prepared for an event that we have coming up here soon in April. So a lot of my time now is just devoted to being a husband, a father, doing a lot of work with my foundation, and just working out, staying in shape.
Anquan, there's a lot been written last couple of weeks about Jim Harbaugh and his future with the team. Have you been paying attention to that, and did you consider any of that when you were, thinking about your next deal with the 49ers?
Honestly, I just heard about it yesterday. I really don't watch. I don't watch SportsCenter. I don't read sports news. At this time of the year, people grab at whatever. The football season is not here, so they'll take whatever they can and run with it. And a lot of it is, far-fetched, has nothing to do with football or a team. And when I did hear about it, I kind of laughed because it was exactly that. I don't think anybody in our locker room, has an issue with Coach Harbaugh. And the way our locker room is built, we have an open-door policy. If anybody has a concern or wants to voice their opinion, they're more than welcome to. There has been times where we have voiced our concerns as players, and Coach Harbaugh has listened to us and taken in consideration how we felt as players. So, I don't think there's any rift between players and coaches, particularly Coach Harbaugh. Like I said, he has a great rapport with all of the guys that I know of. I heard of no griping in the locker room. when it comes to Coach Harbaugh. Like I said, he's a guy that wants to win, and everybody in the locker room wants to do the same thing. So we're pretty much usually on the same page, and if we're not, you know, we have it to where we can go and talk to him, and he listens to us.
Antoine, can you talk about what this team needs to do to increase the production on the passing offense and just what Colin needs to do to develop more?
Just spend more time together. I think the more time we spend together, the more we learn each other, and the more we know each other's strengths, weaknesses, and things like that, and the more we can play off of. You know, I've only been able to play with Cap for, you know, a full season now. Played with Crabtree for a lot less than that. So I think once all of us, you know, have a chance to really work with each other, I think we'll be fine. You know, it was tough for me coming in last year because I felt like I was playing catch up. I'm coming into a new situation, new system, a new quarterback, a new coordinator. So for me, I was playing catch up. You know, I think towards the end of the year, we started playing good. Especially when Crab got back in the lineup, got his feet up on him. I think we was a formidable offense, and I don't see that changing. I only see that, you know, getting better as we continue to work together.
Antoine, will you come out for the start of the off-season program on April 21? Is that usually what you do with a team?
Usually, just depending on what the schedule is. Like I said, I do a lot of stuff with my foundation, so, you know, just depending on how that goes. But for me, I definitely look forward to getting back out and working with the guys.
Anything else for Antoine?
One last thing. Both Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke were talking highly of Quentin Patton at the scouting combine a week and a half ago. What was your assessment of Patton, his first year with the team?
I'm looking forward to having him, you know, on the field this year. I think he started out, he came into camp, and he learned a lot during camp. He was about to get a real good chance to play once he became, you know, a starter in the lineup. I think it was that St. Louis game, but that exact same game, he ended up with the injury to his foot. So that kind of set him back a little bit, but he went off to get back on the field. And I think towards the end of the year, he was really comfortable in our offense. He was able to be himself. I think you saw the big catch. And that's Quentin Pack. I think he plays for us. He's a good football guy. I mean, he's savvy. He knows how to get open. He's done a lot better at it. You can definitely look forward to him, you know, being another playmaker for our offense.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Antoine.
Thanks, Antoine.